Diamonds Jewelry.
Hi, good afternoon, Lynn. It's Tom with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hi. Okay, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You getting ready for summertime?
Not yet. Still a little cool.
Yeah, well, it'll be here before we know it.
Next week will be nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yeah, well, let me give you a mic, all right?
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, it's Tom. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tom? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How have you been?
You selling a lot of diamonds?
I'm trying, Mike, one by one. one by one. Or 5 by 5. I just sold a 5 stone nice necklace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice 5 stone.
You mean one that's already made?
Well, my jeweler made it up, but I sold him the loose diamonds for it.
Wow. All right. Good job.
Yeah, not bad.
You're making the moves, you know. You're calling people up. Yeah, we didn't have much business today. A couple batteries, and Lynn sold a pair of earrings here, $500. So that wasn't bad. Yesterday we sold a chain and a cross, a couple grand.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But we have no calls for any diamonds or anything, right? Nobody's even looking at the diamonds this week. So, yeah, we're getting shut out as far as that's concerned, you know. But I wish I had something to tell you.
Yeah, well, it's only a matter of time, you know. Once summertime rolls around, I know there's a little bit more engagements, you know, with nice weather and whatnot.
Hopefully, you know. It drives me nuts when people buy stuff up the road. It just pisses me off. You know, they do that sometimes. They'll go to a mall, buy something, or they'll go on a cruise, and they come back, oh, yeah, I bought my wife a diamond. Why'd you do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
is there a specific
story? The diamond, and they ask me to validate it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I go, if it just came to me, you wouldn't have to validate it.
Yep.
You know, you got robbed when you went down there. I don't know. What are you going to do? But otherwise, no, I'm okay. We're just here doing our thing. And, you know, now I'm going to eat, I guess. You know, the day goes fast. You do paperwork. You wait on customers. You get phone calls. Next thing you know, it's 6 o'clock. And you're like, well, shit. You know?
Where'd the day go? I know. Yeah, it gets
Where'd
behind
the day
you.
Go?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It just flies, you know. How's your kids? How's your wife? Everybody okay?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, my family's doing well. Yep.
How many kids you have?
I have 2 girls. Yeah, my youngest, she just turned 3 yesterday. So she's 3, and then my older one is 4.5. So they're a handful. They're fun.
Well, put it this way. Enjoy them. Because this age that they're in right now, from now till about 12, they're great. They're the best. The best. If I could go back in time in my life, it would be when my 3 daughters were younger.
Okay.
Because I had a ball with them. You know, now they're 39, 34, and 32. But back when they were that age, oh, I'm telling you, Tom, they were great. They were the best. Your dad is the best man on the planet. They listen to you. They love you. They do everything. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Best time
I've
ever.
My favorite part of the day is when I get home and they run. You know, they'll still run to the front door and greet me. It's the best. Yeah, they want to play and the latest
and
greatest is I put together a trampoline this weekend. So that's their latest and greatest. They just want to be outside jumping on the trampoline.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's great. And then you roll around with them right now at this age, like fighting them, rolling around with them, wrestling them. Oh, I used to love that, man, with the kids. But now I have a granddaughter. My oldest just had a daughter in October. So I'll be rolling around fighting her, too.
For you. Congratulations.
Thank you. My wife's watching her now. Yeah, but it's just great. So you're coming at the best age. Enjoy the hell out of them. I mean, your work, don't get me wrong. You know, you don't have a minute off. You know, between homework, well, you didn't get to that part yet. But then wait till they get into sports. And if they're good athletes, you'll have a ball. You know, mine were very good. My one daughter was a state champion running, and, you know, she was always in the States and swimming. And then my other daughter was a state champion swimming.
Yeah, your one daughter, what, went to, was it Ryder? She was part of the MAC conference, or Ryder, or St. Peter's. St. Peter's, that's right. I remember it was
that. Yeah, and I had a ball watching her go. You know, it's just, you just have a ball.
Yeah, I'm praying that they'll get involved in sports.
Yeah, they start getting older, and then it's dad, and then they have adult cost, you know what I mean? And it's, you're
right.
The one who's spending the money. You know, between college, cars, phones, this, that, you know, you got to bail them out of this little situation, bail them out of that. And then they tell you at 10 o'clock at night they need something important for tomorrow morning. And you're like, why do you wait till 10 o'clock at night? Why? But why don't they spring
everything
that on?
It only gets more expensive is what you're telling me. If I think it's expensive now, forget about it.
Forget about it. Believe me. And everything is dad. Prom dresses. You know, it's just, I don't know. So right now you better save your money and, you know, it's just impossible. You know, you got to get a car, you got to get this, you got to get insurance. It just keeps piling up. You know, now my daughter's buying houses, getting married. It never ends. Never ends. So if you think you better sell diamonds now, you better sharpen your pencil.
I better be calling 150 people.
Oh,
instead
yeah.
Of 50.
For the next 25 years, you're going to be getting beat up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be called RDI Diamonds. It's going to be called Tom's Diamonds. You're going to have to buy them out and just keep the business going. You know, this is why we've been here 35 years. You know, Max doesn't want to give it up because you just got to keep going, because the bills keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm 70 years old, and they don't stop. They get worse.
Yeah.
You know, Max will be 69 in June. It keeps getting worse. You know, the bills. You know, but I want to get out, but I don't know. Next year I'd like to get out. But Max is like, oh, Mike, I don't know. You don't know. How much time do we have left? I don't want to spend my last good years putting batteries in watches and soldering chains and, you know, all that shit.
Right.
Selling is the fun part.
Right.
You know, but all the other stuff, you know, dealing with all these vendors and dealing with insurance companies and dealing with all this shit that I'm dealing with today, taxes and, you know, I don't accounts, you know, that's bullshit. I don't feel like doing it anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And how old are you? 40?
I'm 42.
Tom, I wish you luck. You're going to get beat up, but you'll have a lot of fun along the way, but that's life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Literally, that's life, good and bad. You know what I mean? You remember the good times, a lot of good times.
It's all about making memories, working hard as much as you can. You got to play hard, though, too. But
Yeah. Do your girls seem like they're athletically inclined, or you don't quite know yet?
Yeah, I think for sure my younger daughter, my older daughter, she definitely has she has determination. I played both basketball and soccer growing up, so I was
right.
I was definitely into sports. So I think that they'll take it. Yeah, they like running around. They're not clumsy, which is good. So.
I'll tell you what, I was sort of clumsy. I'll give myself no credit. Basketball. Well, if you're good in basketball and soccer, you're good in the two sports I sucked at. I go to kick the ball, and then my foot would roll on the ball, and I'd fall on my ass. And I just wasn't real fast. Like, you would probably beat me to the ball and kick in. My sports were football, wrestling, and baseball. You know?
Okay.
And I was good, but I wasn't great. But I was good enough to play the game, be competitive, and, you know, wrestling, I was good. But and baseball, I was good, but not the best. And you got to be the best to advance. You know, hitting 500 and all that shit. I did 300, but I was, you know, I was just a good player, could play the game, but I wasn't great, you know. But soccer and basketball, I'll give you credit. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't
like
him, but, you know, I just stunk. Everybody was better than me, you know.
But it's definitely good to definitely have them active, you know, once they get involved in sports. You know, they make friends. They, you know, find a, you know, team atmosphere. It'll be good for them. So, yeah, I'm looking
forward. Well, my wife's brother's daughter and son were great at soccer.
Oh, were they?
Man, they're traveling to Arizona, Texas, Florida. I'm thinking, screw that. Just kick the ball around.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah, the way these teams travel nowadays is ridiculous. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I don't want to do that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, my daughters were good in swimming, but they pretty much stuck to this tri-state area here,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't so bad. There's, you know, they didn't have to go. But then my one daughter did qualify for the NCAA championships in St. Louis. But after she won the MAC conference, but I told her to shut it down. Her hip was killing her. It was killing her. I said, just rest. Like, you broke the record, just relax.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because she won the, you know, there's like 100 girls from all over the nation, the fastest girls. And my daughter, judging from the times, would have been right in the middle. You know? But they only take, you know, it's the top eight. And, you know, they beat each other by fingertips and, you know, a foot, 6 inches, maybe.
Oh, yeah, there's what, like a tenth of a second can determine, you know.
Yeah, so you look at the top 100 times, I mean, they're right all there together,
mm-hmm.
but the champ is like two, maybe a yard or two ahead here. And on my daughter's sprints, it comes down to fingertips and fingers. You know what I mean? Where they beat you by at that level.
Right.
And my daughter's hip, she had just had a hip operation, and she still came back and broke her records at the max, but it was killing her. She said, Dad, I said, shut it down. I'm more worried about your hip. I don't care about the NCAA championship. You know, if she was...
You want to have a healthy life after it, you know?
Yeah. You know, but maybe if she was about a yard faster, I might have thought different. But at that point, I think she could have gotten better if she went to a bigger school. And she could have been right in there. But, you know, the pain, it's not worth it. And there's no money in swimming. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, not unless you're an Olympian.
Yeah, there's no money in wrestling. Okay, you're good at wrestling, but then where do you go? Where do you go? Nowhere. You don't do shit. You know? Like most sports. Now, basketball, if your kids are good at basketball, well, you got to be.
Well, even that with girls, yeah, you're not.
You got to be really good to make money, like one of the best. Get your girls into golfing or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's the sport, right? Golf or tennis.
Yeah, it'll make some money. Golfing and swimming. There's no money in swimming. There's no money in wrestling. Football and baseball, but I wasn't that level at all. You know, I could just play the game and be competitive, but I'm not into the money. You got to be top dogs to get into the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So really, sports is just athletic outlet. You know, like you said, camaraderie, have fun, exercise, something to do,
mm-hmm.
you know. But otherwise, you know, I'm sitting right next to you selling diamonds and trying to, you know what I mean?
That's right.
So, I don't know. I don't know. But my friend just called. He wants to come up from Florida. He wants to go water skiing in July. So get boats and wave runners and all that shit. So.
Oh, there you go. So you're still active on the water?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Even though I broke my back with that camel in Istanbul or in Egypt in October and broke my leg last year in skiing in Vermont.
Are you pretty much recovered now?
The hip feels good, but my back is still brittle.
The back is still brittle,
but it healed, but it's brittle. Still sore, and so doctor just said don't do anything. But I'm working out. I worked out the last three nights in a row, but
mm-hmm.
I'm working around it. You know, they're pussy workouts compared to what I used to do. But I just want to move and stretch and, you know, do some curls and, you know, real light stuff.
Yeah, but don't push yourself too bad.
But I got to move. But otherwise. Yeah, enjoy the kids. You got them this summer. You can play with them and fight them, take them to the pool and watch them do stuff. And you could have a ball with them, man. You know, you're in a good stage. Don't think you're in a bad stage. You're in a great stage. You know? So.
Yep, I'm trying to soak it all up. You know, like you said, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun at the same time. So I'm trying to hang with him as much as I can, Mike. You know, and just take every day as it comes.
I know. Just enjoy it. All right, let me get out of here. I got
a
couple things, and if I have a call, I'll call you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll connect on something soon. There'll be some opportunities for us throughout the summer.
I know. All right, thanks, Tom.
All right, yep, take care, Mike.
All right, bye.
Bye.